It's the Power FM Brekkie Show. Josh flying solo this week, and NBA, the NBA playoffs have been a massive draw card for sports fans around here in Ballarat. And the place to go and watch your sport is obviously the Sporting Globe. I've got Chris Anstey on the phone. You, my friend, are a bit of a legend.
Not quite, but I did play basketball. I do enjoy watching it, and this time of year is always fun. You know, with a lot of us old basketball players still have NBA teams we follow, and I'll tell you what, it became our favourite thing to do during COVID when we were locked down for months on end. We enjoyed watching the NBA in the mornings and into the early afternoon, and we probably followed it a little bit more closely than what we would ordinarily. So it's been a godsend.
I was going to say, after you being so deep in the sport and then not being in the sport anymore, can you still enjoy watching, or are you too kind of locked in on the specifics of the sport? Like, can you still enjoy the sport?
Yeah, we can. I think there are different ways we watch it almost. We most of us older guys have some form of relationships with various people we've crossed paths with over the years, and we enjoy following their journeys, and a lot of us are still involved, whether it be coaching or whether we've got our own kids, so we watch with a coach's hat on, and other times we allow ourselves just to have a beer, sit down and watch it and be a fan and just enjoy the spectacle and the level of athleticism and skill that the NBA is today.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you've had quite a career. You've obviously played in the NBA. You also played over in Russia as well. What was that like, playing in other countries?
Yeah, look, very, very different. The NBA, of course, was the best of everything. It's an entertainment product. You've got the best athletes. You've got the highest skilled and highest paid, you know, athletes almost in the world. And everything's provided, from your private jets to your five-star hotels. Whereas Russia was the exact opposite. It was tough. It was, you know, we had days of minus 45 degrees where it got dark at 3:30 in the afternoon. Very few people spoke English, and we learnt by going to the back of lines and following our teammates. So it was tough. And, you know, looking back, you know, when you finished your career, you have a bit of time to reflect. And I was probably as proud of those years in Russia as any others, because I didn't have that support network around me. I was, you know, sort of fending for myself for the most part, and found a way to, you know, by my own standards, have, you know, a little bit of success over there and achieve some things that, yeah, again, I was proud of being able to do in such a tough environment.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you've also been to two Olympics as well, which is phenomenal. You've been keeping up with this year's basketball hopefuls, have you?
Yeah, this morning, or as we hear this, what are we up to, Tuesday morning, the negative, or the biggest story has been the disappointment of Ben Simmons officially withdrawing from the Boomers campaign, which... Yeah, really disappointing. We, you know, I'd hoped personally that being a part of a Boomers culture that, you know, valued him and, you know, I suppose just supported him from where he's been over the last few months might have been the circuit breaker that he needed to get back on track, to enjoy his basketball, and, you know, he could find the time to work on his shot at the end of the Olympic Games. But, you know, not having one of our best players in history clearly hurts our chances, but it gives someone else an opportunity to play. And, you know, I'm sure we'll find Patty Mills with an even bigger role than what he probably may have had with Ben Simmons. And, yeah, we'll still be tough to beat. The rest of the world's going to be, you know, they improve like we do. There's NBA players around the globe now. So the South Americans will be tough. Canada have improved a lot. And, of course, we all know about the European countries. So it's getting close. So the team's gathering in Vegas for their pre-Olympic camp. They'll have some practice games. And, yeah, you know, we'll see how they go in those to give us a bit more of an indication of how we're travelling.
Yeah, awesome. So you're going to be here in Ballarat later in the week at the Sporting Globe, just across the road here. Tell us about what's happening over there.
Well, we're just having a watch party. I've been working with the Sporting Globe now for a number of months, and trying to get around to as many as I can. It's a ripper job for me. I get to come and watch NBA finals with local basketball fans. We'll have a beer, we'll have a coffee, we'll have lunch, we'll have a bit of a chat about basketball. But
sounds like a dream job to me.
Today is a nice one, but yeah, 10:30 Friday morning at the Sporting Globe, we get game 5 of the Hawks and the Bucks series. So it'll definitely be going, and can't wait to get down there, watch the game, and hopefully as many locals as possible turn up and support the Sporting Globe and watch an NBA game with me.
Yeah, definitely. Any chance you'd stick around into Saturday afternoon and maybe have a throw around with the Ballarat Miners?
You know what, I'm sure if they'd seen me play recently, they probably wouldn't want me there. But since I've said I was coming down to Ballarat, I'll tell you what, they've been... A lot of people probably don't know that my brother was actually a miner for a couple of years.
Oh, really?
Down there. So I spent a lot of time down in Ballarat and knew a lot of the locals. And one of the legends of Ballarat, Grant Keyes, was a good friend of mine, and I grew up playing junior basketball with him. So there's always been a connection. I've always enjoyed getting to Ballarat, and nothing better than jumping on the road for an hour and a bit, coming down and saying hello. It's a wonderful spot.
Yeah, awesome. Well, you're going to be across the road at the Sporting Globe Friday, 10:30 for the NBA playoffs. Chris, thank you so much for a chat, and I hope you enjoy your time here.
I'm sure I will. Look forward to seeing as many people as can make it down on Friday.